Outrageous. Truly, truly outrageous. The new Gem trailer. We're going to talk about it on this episode of the Shadowbinders podcast, so stick around. Welcome back to a very special, angry episode of the Shadowbinders podcast. My name is Tom Pratt. I draw Shadowbinders, and my wife, Cambria Pratt,
hello,
is angry.
I'm angry.
Because about 15 minutes ago, we saw a trailer on the internet, and you can take it from here.
I don't even know where to start. What was that? Seriously, what was that? That wasn't Gem.
That was supposed to be Gem and the Holograms.
That wasn't Gem and the Holograms. I think my exact words were, what the hell is this?
So people have been wondering, you know, about the new Gem and the Holograms movie. There was some initial excitement, a little bit of backlash, I remember, originally, because people said Shayna was, you know, kind of light-skinned for...
Whatever.
But, so the trailer came out, and... let's just say Hasbro hasn't had a really good track record with its movie franchises being faithful to the original source material.
This isn't anywhere near the original source material.
This is, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, this is basically a run-of-the-mill teen movie.
It looks like a CW episode. Yeah. Some show on the CW is what it looks like.
I mean, the basic premise isn't even...
There's no synergy. There's no sign of the misfits. I mean,
she starts out living with her aunt when she's supposed to have inherited a multi-million-dollar
and they're foster sisters. So now they're all sisters, and it's half of them are foster kids. Instead of having her take care of foster kids, which is why they did in the first place, was to keep their foundation going to help children. Now they have two foster kid sisters.
I mean, maybe they'll work. I mean, it is just a teaser trailer. Maybe they'll work some of that back into it, but I don't see any indication. I think it's going to be,
it looks like the CW.
Yeah. It looks like a run of the hill or run of the mill.
Run of the hill. I'm ready to run for the hills.
It looks like a run of the mill, teenage angst coming of age story.
I'm like, again?
And actually the original, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, Gem Jericho, she was old. She was like 25.
Yeah,
I think the
older
original Gem. Yeah. They've undid the entire point of the name of the band, the Holograms, because they had a computer that generated holograms. I'm like, what is this? So yeah, the internet's sort of in an uproar, which is good because people still care about Gem.
I'm mad. I mean, I'm livid, like mad. I mean, I don't usually say anything. Usually when I see a movie thing, I'm like, yeah, whatever, maybe it won't be that bad. And I'm like, oh, hell no. When I saw that, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, there is, like, nothing about it. And even, okay, I admit, the whole Gem and Jericho and Rio thing, and where she's both, but he doesn't know it, and if I were her, I'd be PO'd. Yeah, that's always something people complained about. But it was, like, still made it cool. That's what made it, Gem and Holograms.
Yeah.
And now it's, he knows that she's Jericho and Gem. So you're going to miss that whole thing. There's no synergy. Doesn't seem to be any misfits.
No, I mean, if there are,
Eric.
It looks like it's a coming-of-age story about, Jericho getting famous on YouTube and them inventing this Gem persona for her, which, totally undermines the whole premise of the show. I mean, it's nothing like the show.
I mean, I guess they're trying to make it more modern and believable. Well, it wasn't believable even in the 80s.
Read the IDW comics if you want to make a more modern, believable Gem.
Yeah, if you want a Gem that actually is Gem, go get the IDW
and
comics.
And still modernized and still
go
relevant.
Go get those.
Yeah,
not go to this movie. Just go get the comics because they actually have Synergy and the Misfits. And it is a modernized version of Gem.
I don't know why. They did this with G.I. Joe, too, where they just, I mean, at least it kind of was like G.I. Joe, but and Transformers, I had some pretty strong opinions about that. But at least we still had Optimus and Megatron and giant robot fights, and this movie just looks like it's not even in the ballpark of...
No, it isn't even... I mean, I don't even have words. I'm just like, what is this? No!
It looks like a teen drama. I mean, it doesn't even look like, even if you take the gem away from it, it doesn't even look like it'd be a very good movie. It looks like it's going to be some low budget.
I'm like, who's going to go see this? And then I wish we had audio of me when I saw the trailer. Because Tom's
Cam reacts.
Yeah, because it was, I was like, what the heck is this?
Cam's like, oh, hell no.
Yes, like, what is this?
They did not.
I was not happy.
Yeah, this is like the worst case scenario. Like, I know people were like, well, how do you adapt something like Gem into, which is very, very 80s.
Yeah, into it's 80, this is then, not they say about, the way well, the hologram to do it. And the tech. You can make it more modern tech. We have tech now. We could probably pull something like that off. They have suits that make you disappear because the suit projects the image, you know, behind it or whatever. They totally could have made it work.
Oh, the camouflage. Yeah, I mean,
they totally could have made the whole idea actually work.
And the point was her dad was, you know,
like an inventor.
Yeah, an eccentric inventor
who owned a record
studio. Who owned the record company, which it doesn't look, I mean, this is judging by the trailer, so I don't know what the plot is.
Just a country bumpkin, little wide-eyed, oh, I'm 17, oh, bite my nails, I don't know what to do with myself, I'm going to hide on the internet, oh.
And then they've got some, and I don't know who the character is, you know, sort of the evil mentor that runs Starlight.
I don't
music.
Know, it's not Eric.
Well, it might be Erica.
I don't know, well, she was Erica. Oh, Jerica. Never mind. Jerica. But yeah.
Erica and Jerica.
It's just like, you can't have Erica and Jerica. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just, I can't even think. I'm so mad.
This is my protege,
and I'm just like, and yeah, you know, the thing that made Jem awesome too was because she would go out there and get into motorcycle races.
Yeah, she was always hanging by her
butt.
She's hanging by her fingertips. I mean, there's always like...
She wasn't like at home scared. Oh, no.
No, it was
she
like...
She was like, let's get out there and do something.
I mean, actually, that's sort of... really, that's
all
kind
of... All the songs were about that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. And that's sort of... I mean, really, that's like a step back, I think, for girl power. Because Jem was... I mean, for the 80s, it was a pretty... I mean, it was almost all female cast.
I mean, they had the whole
cast.
Jem, Jerica, and Rio thing going on. People were mad about that. Was very feminist. But, you know, they still got romance, it looks like, with Rio and Jerica in this one anyway. He just knows
but,
that she's both people.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, it's
I
the same thing.
I'm not digging it. It doesn't look like a good movie. I mean, it's... I think, you know, you can just tell that this one was, like, some marketing executive. It's like, well, let's make this relevant to today's youth. So let's just...
It's not even relevant to today's youth.
It's not.
Today's youth's going to look at that and say, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it looks not good. And I don't think it's going to do well.
I think people, like our friend Eric, he hasn't even seen Jem, and he's like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, this looks like an indie, you know, coming-of-age movie. Looks very low budget. You know, I just... Oh, wow. This is like...
For Jem, what they keep doing is keep painting her face half pink in different ways. Did you see that? They had a slight butter under her eye, and then they had her fat face cut in half in pink, and then they had like a big mask across her in pink. I'm like, oh, we got pink on her face, so she's clearly Jem.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, the hologram actually did a lot. I mean, I think that would have actually been really, especially with, you know, science fiction superhero movies being really, I mean, that
they
would have been
made
really
it work.
Different. Like, hey, we've got this awesome tech that, you know, Tony Stark would be envious of. And what does this girl use it for? She uses it to further her record career.
She was using it to raise money to keep the Starlight Foundation
to
help the foster kids and stuff.
Yeah, so there was clearly, I mean, again, this is judging by the trailer, but it just looks like this explains why they haven't really said too much about it, I think, because they're like, the fans are going to riot. And what I'm afraid of is when they do something like this, and if it bombs at the box office, which I think it probably will, you know, is that going to hurt the rest of Jem?
Like, is it going to hurt the brand? Yes.
It's going to hurt the brand because Jem actually has been making
a
comeback.
IDW is able to pull it out of the gutter.
Yeah, Hasbro's had the, I forget the name of the collection, but the high-end dolls are like...
Oh, yeah, they have them at the San Diego Comic-Con.
And so
stuff,
Jem's been kind of making a small comeback, and then they release this, and if it's brand damaging, which...
Like I said, I think IDW is what's going to save...
Yeah.
The damage to the brand.
So let's just do a new cartoon show based on the... Let's make a new cartoon show based on the comics and just forget this. Why don't they just... I mean, seriously, Hasbro, just hire IDW writers to
write your movies. Yeah, why don't they do that? You know?
Because Transformers, they've done it better.
Eric was saying that he's been hearing a lot of buzz on the internet and everybody's saying, did the people that wrote the new movie even watch the old show? Because there's like nothing about them that makes that even remotely looks like Jem, other than the fact her name's Jerica and she puts pink, or they slather pink on her face and call her Jem.
Yeah, it's almost like, I mean, I hate to say it, but like the trailer looks so laughably bad, it's almost like one of those worst case scenarios. Like, you see them spoofing Zelda. Like, let's do a Zelda movie. Let's do a Pac-Man movie.
Oh my
let's
gosh. Do the one they had the Zelda movie that was funny was actually more watchable, and I would actually watch that compared to this.
Yeah, this is like SNL quality. Like, oh, Jem's back, and you know,
she reminds me of the Black Widow trailer.
That reminds me of it. Yeah, because Jem, if you've never seen the cartoon show, she kicked all kinds of ass, and you know. And here she's like, yeah, weepy, and like, I don't know who I am.
But it was like the Saturday Night Live spoof of Black Widow. Yeah, they've got the... that, like, she wants to be a fashion, works for a fashion magazine and all right. that. That's kind of what it was
but at
like.
Least she got to make out with
but
Ultron.
At least you know.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was something.
At least you knew that was a joke. That's what
This isn't a joke.
I thought it was at first. I'm like, this has to be a joke.
This has to be a joke. No. This is like the worst case scenario of what could have happened to Jem. And
I mean, definitely. I hate to see what they do to things like Rainbow Bright.
I know they're bringing Rainbow Bright back, it looks like they're trying to turn it into My Little Pony, you know, which I don't think that's going to work out very well either. But yeah
but so, I meant, like, if they took Rainbow Bright and made it live action, is what I'm saying.
Oh, geez,
could
yeah.
Could you even see what that would be like?
That could be gloriously awful.
We need a moment of silence for Jem.
Yeah, this is R.I.P.
Moment of silence. Okay, you can talk now.
Okay. So that's Cam's initial reaction to
I wish I had it on tape.
Gem trailer.
Because I was like, what?
She's watching it. She's downstairs on the laptop, and she's like, what is this? Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, no,
because Gem is like Cam's favorite 80s thing ever.
Well, not ever, but it's one of my top.
It's definitely. So now, when the She-Ra movie comes out, and it's about her adjusting to life in, like, college or something, you know, she's moving away from Eternia, Illinois to go to the big city.
She meets her brother she didn't know she had.
Her missing brother.
She makes a creepy song that makes it sound like they're in love with each other.
Yeah. No, her boyfriend is her brother. Yeah. She finds this out and her heart's broken, and we've got a nice shot of her walking down the street all heartbroken.
Well, as long as they do a Christmas special.
And yeah, so that's Jem. And it doesn't look very... doesn't look very spectacular.
It's not excitement.
There is no adventure. There is no excitement.
There's fashion and fame, but that doesn't count.
Is there fashion and fame? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because she's really famous, and they're like, we have to give you a new look. And
yeah, okay.
I mean, it's not truly outrageous.
So we'll see.
Truly,
I mean,
truly outrageous.
I'm sure we'll wind up.
I don't know if the music's contagious, but it's not outrageous.
This movie or something.
Oh, I don't know if I even want to give it any money at all.
Torrenting this movie.
No, we don't do that.
Don't even want to waste the bandwidth on this one.
No, we would never anyway. But, I mean, it's just...
Jem.
It's sad.
It is sad. So we're gonna wrap this up. And, yeah, so if you haven't checked the trailer out, check it out.
There's no redeeming quality so far about this one at all. I mean, maybe other trailers will get some, but...
Until she says Showtime Synergy, there's no redemption in this movie.
No. I like Synergy. She's one of my favorites. I wanted the doll. I can't talk. I wanted the doll. Blah, 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 blah. I wanted the doll.
Okay. So we talk to you next time. Bye. This podcast is brought to you in part by Patreon. Patreon helps content creators create more of the content that you love. If you like this podcast and you like our comics, our videos, and all the other stuff that we do online, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/clownfishstudios. That's patreon.com/clownfishstudios. Thank you for your support.